Hey, everyone. Look, it's Mooch, Steve Mariucci. Hey, what's it like competing and coaching against Mike Zimmer?
he's quite a guy. Do you get to know him personally? He's a good guy. We all know he's a great coach, but he's a good man. And he has the respect of his team. He has the respect of the fans. He works his butt off. He knows how to compete and improve his team, and player development is primo with him. What an exciting season he had. Yeah. What an exciting season. Come down to that last play, and then you go into play against those Saints, and then you talk about the Eagle game. It kind of ran out of gas. But you know what? Now they got a different quarterback, and we'll see if they go deeper. But, boy, it's going to be exciting in that division.
You know, when you got as much equity into a team as Mike Zimmer does, started in 2014 with the Vikings, build the thing up to 13-3 last year. Think of it as, you know, as a coach. Is it weird putting so much promise and hope in rookies who are coming in and thinking that that's going to make your team that much better? You know what I'm saying?
I do. But when you look at the teams that played in the Super Bowl, Patriots and the Eagles, if you look at their rookies, they didn't contribute a whole lot to those teams because they were so good, and with a lot of veterans and starters returning, and Derek Barnett played, you know, he had a big play in that game, but he wasn't a starter. He was just in the rotation, the number one pick for the Eagles, but the other guys kind of have to wait their turn a little bit. And the Vikings are a little bit like that. I think losing Jerick McKinnon is going to be, now luckily Dalvin Cook's coming back.
Yep.
He's a good one. And Kirk Cousins is steady as she goes now, and I think he'll benefit from playing in the dome too. So this team is the team to beat. Even with Aaron Rodgers coming back for the Packers, the Vikings are still the team to beat in that division.
Love hearing you say that. What would be on your wish list if you were a coach of the Vikings? What's on your wish list for the draft this year?
Gosh, I'd have to check. I'd have to kind of look back through that. You know, where they pick. You know, you start, instead of filling needs, you start looking at the best player available. And at that time, God knows who it's going to be. But they've done a good job of choosing players that fit their schemes, and then developing them into somebody that can contribute. And so, you know, I think if they are healthy, and I spent a couple days in their training camp last year, and I reported back to the NFL Network. I said, you know what, this team, I'm just watching this team, and they look like they're the real deal.
All right.
They look like they're the real deal. They got to stay healthy, and they didn't with Sam Bradford, but who knew that Case Keenan was going to do what he did, right? Yeah. And they didn't stay healthy with Dalvin Cook either, and they still got it done. And
that's why you got to have a good team.
They do, and they do have a good team. So stay healthy, knock on wood, and they got a chance to go deep again.
Who's your favorite Viking of all time?
Oh, geez.
I think I know who you might say.
Just because he only played there 2 years?
Well, Favre counts. Favre can be your choice if you want. I thought you were going to say John Randall.
Randall's crazy, man.
I know.
Huh? Yeah, Chris Carter was pretty good, too. Huh? Danny Green was a friend of mine.
Yep.
Randy Moss was pretty good, too, huh?
Yeah.
How about Culpepper? Yeah. Gosh. Man alive. When I was coaching with the Packers, we had some doozy games against those guys. That was a lot of fun.
Any that you remember that you can tell us a story, one game that you remember? Mike Holmgren was hard on you one day, or you guys went back?
Hard on me every day.
Oh, was he really?
Oh, my God.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he made me. We played good cop, bad cop with Favre.
Yeah.
So
you're the good cop.
I was the good cop because I had to babysit Favre every day of my life, and Mike was hard, but he wasn't hard on Favre because he was hard on me.
Right.
Because his philosophy, get this, his philosophy was if the player respected his position coach, which he did,
of course,
and the head coach got on my case constantly,
he wants to play for you,
then he would see that message through loud and clear and pick it up for me.
Right.
Hated that philosophy because I was like getting it from all ends.
Yeah, but it worked for you guys.
Yeah, whatever worked.
All right.
But anyway, he was a pretty good Viking too when he showed up, right?
Thanks for your time, coach. Okay, appreciate it.